At the top of the news this morning, Pope Benedict XVI is en route to Rome after concluding his apostolic voyage to Brazil yesterday afternoon with his delivery of the keynote address at the 5th General Conference of the CELAM, the Council of Bishops' Conferences of Latin America and the Caribbean. Eimear McCarthy was there.
The jeopardy of Christians abandoning the faith because of insufficient faith formation, a greater presence in the media and the promotion of the Catholic voice in social and political spheres, but above all the role of the lay faithful in establishing a society of justice. These were the key themes of Pope Benedict XVI's all-encompassing address to delegates at the opening of the 5th Conference of Bishops from Latin America and the Caribbean this Sunday in Aparecida.
La fe en Dios, animado la vida.
Faith in God has animated the life and culture of Latin America for more than 5 centuries. It has united the continent in a shared creed, despite the diversity of cultures and languages. This was how Pope Benedict XVI opened his address. At present, however, he said this same faith has some serious challenges to address because the harmonious development of society and the Catholic identity of these peoples are in jeopardy.
Aver recibido además el Espíritu Santo.
The Pope continued that since the 4th General Conference in Santo Domingo, society has dramatically changed. The phenomenon of globalization, which he said brings great benefits, but also vast monopolies who worship profit. Progress towards democracy, but at the same time preoccupying authoritarian forms of government and regimes. Liberalized economies, which exacerbate the gap between the rich and the poor, and despoil natural resources. In the interim, the Pope observed, the Church, which has seen some growth with the birth of new ecclesial movements and lay associations, has also witnessed a certain weakening of Christian life due to secularism, hedonism, indifference and proselytism by numerous sects. Faced with these new and difficult choices, Pope Benedict told delegates that the faithful are looking to this 5th conference for renewal and revitalization of their faith in Christ.
A este respecto, la quinta conferencia general va a reflexionar sobre esta situación.
The Holy Father then began a profound analysis of the conference theme. He said, every baptized person receives from Christ, just like the apostles, the missionary mandate, but that not all are really convinced that it is Christ who gives us the way, the truth, and the life. For them, only material goods are real. This underscores the Pope was precisely the great error of the dominant tendencies of the last century, a most destructive error, as can be seen from the results of both the Marxist and capitalist systems.
Tanto el capitalismo como el marxismo prometieron encontrar.
The truth of this thesis becomes evident in the face of the collapse of these systems that marginalized God, because only those who recognize God know reality and thus are able to respond to it adequately and in a truly human manner.
Que no solo no habrían tenido necesidad.
Thus, an indispensable precondition for mission, he said, and for evangelization, is profound knowledge of the Word of God through catechesis that is social. The main body of the Pope's discourse, which came under the heading of So We May Have Life in Him, directly addressed questions of social justice. But before delving into this second and complex issue, in a moment of light relief, the Holy Father paused and in Italian suggested a musical interlude. The Vatican Anthem.
Facciamo una breve pausa con un po' di organo, mi sembra.
The principal part of the Pope's discourse was divided into subsections dealing with the Eucharist, Sunday Mass as the center of Christian life, social and political problems, and other priority areas such as the family, priests, and religious and the lay faithful, each a natural progression from the central theme, which was, of course, the importance of the Word of God.
El amor al Señor presente en la Eucaristía. El Dios encarnado, muerto y resucitado para ser pan de vida.
Pope Benedict said that the peoples of Latin America and the Caribbean have the right to a full life under humane conditions that are free from the threat of hunger and from every form of violence. For these peoples, their bishops, he said, must promote a culture of life that is directed to the promotion of the whole person and of all people. In order to form the disciple and sustain the missionary, the church must offer him the bread of the Eucharist as well as the bread of the Word. Hence the need to give priority in pastoral programs to the appreciation of the importance of Sunday Mass.
Los pastores quieren dar ahora un nuevo impulso a la evangelización.
Pope Benedict XVI then addressed the question of the Church's contribution to the solution of the urgent and complex social and political problems. This political task, he underlined, is not the immediate competence of the Church. The Church must respect a nation's secularity, including the pluralism of political opinions. Only by remaining independent from partisan political interests, said Pope Benedict XVI, can the Church really be an advocate of justice and of the poor.
Así como del mundo de hoy son múltiples y complejos, y no se pueden afrontar con programas generales.
Pope Benedict told the bishops and religious before him that it was their job to remind the laity of their responsibility and their mission to bring the light of the gospel into public life, into culture, economics, and politics. In order to achieve this, the family, the patrimony of humanity, and school of faith must be protected and promoted.
Formar las conciencias. Ser abogada de la justicia de la verdad.
Priests and religious must be above all men and women of God, and Latin America's flowering lay communities must answer Christ's call, totally dedicating themselves to serving their brothers and sisters with all their time and all their capacity. This, concluded Pope Benedict, is the formula for a missionary church, capable of renewing the faith throughout the continent in the third millennium. From Brazil with Pope Benedict, I'm Ema McCarthy.